There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking the business of Bollywood.
The new dam is going to buckle. It's already started leaking.
You mean the whole place will be flooded? This dam won't take anyone's permission to collapse.
It is a bad omen. Disaster.
That was the trailer from the movie Dam 999, and I'm delighted that joining us in the studio now is the director of that film, the entrepreneur and filmmaker Sohan Roy. Good morning, Sohan. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us a little bit about that movie before we get on to your movie-making business. It came out in 2011, didn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Your directorial debut.
Yeah, that is true, because I'm basically a ship designer, naval architect, but movie-making was my passion and it was my first movie. But in fact, this was the first movie in India that was produced exactly as per the Hollywood format. All the latest technologies we were used, it was the first 2D, 3D converted movie, first 4K scan movie, first water graphics movie, first 100% sync sound movie, whatever technology you can say, it was there.
And it was an English language movie.
It was in English language, and it was for the first time in India, a movie was dubbed into 5 languages. And for the same time, the Warner Brothers was the distributor also.
Very good. So congratulations on that. Now, you're here to talk about a new relatively new initiative called Indiewood, which is your movie initiative based partly in Dubai, partly in India, in Kochi, but also in Hyderabad. To my mind, I'll play devil's advocate and say, India doesn't need a new movie business. India has a thriving movie and TV industry. Why do you need something like Indiewood? Tell us what it is and what problem it solves or gap it fills.
See, in any industry, if you're holding 40% market share, you are supposed to dominate the industry or you are supposed to monopolize the industry. India was holding 40% market share in number of movies being produced and number of theater admissions. But unfortunately, we are nowhere near to Hollywood. With the 20% market share of Hollywood is dominating the world, but Indian film industry is still struggling, and it is dying. Our theaters are closing down one by one.
The Indian film industry is dying?
Yeah, till 2 years back it was dying. Our theaters one by one we started closing down. Nobody started putting money on the exhibition centers, and 89% of the producers, they were losing money. So it is not at all considered as an industry at all, because it is not structured. It is not working with the specification of an industry. Individuals coming and making movies and they lose money and they exit. This was what happening in India. But this for the first time, we are going to structure it. We are going to integrate the entire thing, because in India, we are making movies in more than 20 languages. Bollywood, the only thing the world know about is the Bollywood. But there are Bollywood, Nollywood, Tollywood, Collywood, Sandalwood, like that, lot of woods in India. But now, it's a project where all this wood can be integrated and make us one wood that is Indiewood.
It's based in Kochi. Malayalam is your native language, am I right in saying?
Yeah, it's because my native place is in in Kerala, and our supporting office is also in Kerala. That's why the project was initiated from Cochin. The concept was launched in Cochin, but the international basis in Hyderabad, Ramoji Film City, which is the world's largest film studio. So annual meet, everything is happening there only. The annual Indiewood Film Carnival is happening at Ramoji Film City.
So what exactly is this new initiative going to do?
There are 100 specific targets in this project. Once we accomplish these 100 targets, Indian film industry can grow by 10 times in 5 years. That is our target, because presently our annual turnover is coming around 2.3 billion. That we need to make
it. Is that in US dollars?
Yeah, US dollars. So that we need to bring it above 20 billion in 5 years.
Whoa, hang on. You want to increase 1,000%?
Yeah. In 5 years. But it is, we already, out of the 100 targets, 90 targets sample analysis we already done and proved that it is possible. For example, we are coming up with 10,000 new screens in India, all 4K and 8K screens. Because India will be the only country in the world with 8K screens by 2020. So the first dual 4K screen in the world was launched at Trivandrum in Kerala only as a sample analysis. And we proved that that particular theater could increase the revenue by 10 times. It took only 5 months for us to convert an old theater into this format. So right now we are making a consortium of 2,000 Indian corporates and billionaires to have this kind of brand. We call it as branding theater, because we make these theaters not as an investment purpose or something. All these corporates are brand value, to increase the brand value, we are telling them to make a branding theater in their hometown. Because in Trivandrum, we made it as our group, our branding theater. But now it is a money making business for us also.
What is a dual focus cinema?
No, because I'm basically a creative designer. Because what a creative designer do is, what I think today is maybe will be a product maybe after 5 years or 10 years. Because whatever product you are using today was a designer's dream maybe 5 years or 10 years back. This is the way, whatever I think today and whatever I work on is something for the industry which will be useful after 5 years. So this is what my project in Dewood, because I'm basically, I told you, I made a movie, but my more passion is to making the major technical changes in the industry. Because when I made my first movie with all the technical perfection, I could realize that Indian exhibition industry was not capable to accommodate such kind of movies. Because it was the first 4K scan movie, but I could not even show it in a 2K format when it got released. Because the compression ratio in the theater was 1:32. When it is a 3D movie, again a 50% loss is there because of the glass projector and the screen. That means whatever I made, I could deliver at 1/64th of what I made.
So the big focus for you is not necessarily in making movies. The big focus is on cinemas.
Yeah, that is the first thing, because there is I spent almost 4 years for my first movie. But again, if I spend another 4 years for my second movie, what is the use of, without changing the infrastructure, what is the use? I will not be able to deliver it in the same quality what I have made. So first I thought, let us change the infrastructure, then go for making. Because it will not help me only, it will help the entire filmmakers in India to deliver the product in its exact quality.
So you want 10,000 new screens in India is your target?
Yeah, 2,000 multiplexes with average 5 screens. So already, because we had an Indian Billionaires Club meet at Hyderabad this month, first week, almost 50 billionaires already joined. So they are all coming up with a branding theatre.
So a branding theatre, so these would be theatres that are branded, I don't know, Tata or whatever it may be. They'd be branded by a big local company.
Yeah.
And so that it's not about ticket sales, it's about branding.
No, there will be ticket sales, everything like that only, but the quality of construction will be unbelievable. Because, for example, in Trivandrum is a small city where it's my the closest metro city to my hometown. So when I made the theater, it was the first dual 4K screen. Dual 4K projection cost is almost 10 times more than a normal theater projection cost. So because we did not care about the cost of projection, because for us it is a brand value actually. But now we are getting that money back. Once, because people started flowing in. For example, the India's biggest movie Bahubali, which made only one 4K print for that particular theater, and it collected almost 3.5 crores, which is a national record. So just imagine, India is having such 10,000 screens all over by when the Bahubali 3 comes. It's a huge revolution. And also, we are going for an integrated dubbing center where Indian big movies can be dubbed to 100 languages. And parallelly, a distribution network, worldwide distribution network, will be controlled directly from India.
Very quickly, before we let you go, talk to us a little bit, if you would, about your core business here in Dubai. You set up your marine business here. You're a naval architect by profession. That is your day job, if you like. How is that business performing?
Yeah, Aries Group is Aries Marine is the largest ship design and offshore designers in the whole Middle East. We are operating in 15 countries, and our target is to become the world's number one by 2020. We started in UAE only, this particular thing, and
And what do you design? Give us
anything, any floating object, anything on the water we can design. Whether it is a small yacht or it's a super tanker, we can go for it.
And where is that based, in Dubai?
We started in Sharjah actually, but now we have branches in all the Emirates here, and all the Middle East countries also we have branches.
It's a fascinating story. Really appreciate you joining us today to talk about it. 10,000 screens, increasing the movie industry by tenfold in 5 years in India is an ambitious goal. We wish you all the best of luck with that. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
The Indian entrepreneur and filmmaker Sohan Roy.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.